This is the Finding Business Happy podcast with me, Janelle McGrath, the founder of MarketVeep. This show is all about helping you to live your best life inside and outside of work as a leader in business. Because let's face it, what's important is finding your business happy. Welcome to the Finding Business Happy podcast. Today we're talking about what it means to be human to your team. So life happens and work sometimes gets in the way, and not because people aren't hard workers or caring people. It truly can be as simple as they couldn't fall asleep at night, they got a migraine from staring at the computer screen all day, or as serious as a family member got rushed to the hospital but passed away. I'd like to share some stories of life happening and what we did as a business to help. Not to do it to say, look what we did, but to help shine light on sometimes it's not massive financial gestures that make an impact. It's really the accumulation of all the little ones. I often hear people say, I'm not sure how to give more to our team or how do I better support them. So before we get into it, I'll kick it off with three things I hope everyone implements when we think about being human to your team. The first one is trust people and trust in their goodness as a human being. Number two, even when someone wrongs you for your kindness or takes advantage of it, or simply doesn't show gratitude and say thank you, do not, under any circumstances, stop giving. I promise you others appreciate and respect the kindness you have provided. Look at your impact across many, not just one. And the third thing, most importantly, do it without wanting, needing, or expecting absolutely anything in return. Do it from the bottom of your kind heart because it's the right thing to do. Okay, so let's get into it. So we'll start with the deepest one first, which is we've all experienced teammates, family members passing away. And no matter what business you're in, you know, you're sure to encounter. So we had someone whose grandfather died. She came into work and, you know, her body language, her tone, her demeanor was just not her chipper, bubbly self, which was to be expected considering the situation. However, she kept saying to us, don't worry, I'm okay. I want to distract myself. I can do this. But her body language and her tears said otherwise. When we told her to please go offline, you know, take care of yourself, she told us she was the one who had given CPR to him. So I don't know about you, but I can't even imagine the devastation. You know, the first thing we said was, please go home, be a human. You know, it's okay to say you're not okay and just need a minute. And, you know, I reflect on her as a person. She just was an amazingly kind human. After the passing, she'd also spent time helping her elderly grandmother, living at her home so she wouldn't be alone and helping with the arrangements and all the paperwork. And I mean, isn't this the kind of person you want to know in this world and give the space for them to do good for others? It's important to send people home who show up to work after someone has died. It sounds simple enough of, you know, a request, but it amazes me that that is not the standard practice. We've had people have someone die on a Friday and want to come in on a Monday. Just no, absolute no. They'd show up to huddle and we'd have a sidebar conversation right after, like, what are you doing? Go be with your family. You have 5 days of bereavement and we actually mean it. We want you to use it and we want you to use all of them. And what's interesting and really fascinating is that they usually say, no, I'm okay, or are you sure? Like, is that even possible? And yes, is the short answer. We are very, very sure. Please get offline. And we don't want to see you here for 5 days. And the only time we really want to hear from you is if you think of something that we can help you with to make your day easier. You know, when we had an office, right now we're all remote. We don't have a physical location. And so it made some of these things a lot easier, like going in attendance as a group. And so we had a teammate whose mother had passed away and they were really close. So we gave her time away and our team surprised her by all going to support her, piling in a car and driving to the wake over an hour away. And I just remember the relief and the tears that that person had had for just the show of support. And so it didn't take us, you know, a huge amount of time. It was just the act of being there when somebody needed you, a friendly face. You know, we've had people struggle on the anniversary of their loved one's passing. You know, grief is a serious struggle. Sometimes giving people the space and the opportunity to acknowledge that they need a break, to reflect, opens up a deeper connection and the ability to help them heal. Tell them to get offline, be with their family, spend time in nature, do something they enjoy, or simply take a rest. But ultimately, there is nothing at work that is so important that they have to be there. It will be there when they get back. And, you know, as a business leader, be open-minded that everyone heals in their own time and way, and make sure to give them the respect and space to do so. And the final one in this category that I'll share is we like to send a magnolia tree or bush when somebody passes away so their family can see it flower every spring and be reminded of their loved one and remember they're part of a family. And so we've also sent them to their family members who we've never met. So the spouses of somebody who's passed away, a sibling, you know, it's about caring for the entire group of people, not just the person that you know, and showing that support. So if you know somebody who's kind of struggled with some of these situations as a leader, please share this recording. Maybe it will help give them some ideas in terms of how they can support their team. The next category I have is illness. Another one that there is absolutely no way to avoid. Everyone gets sick. You, your team, your kids, spouses, extended family, literally everyone from pink eye to COVID. We've had teammates who are the primary caregiver to their family member who needed ongoing care and all-day blood transfusions. You know, have a conversation with them. Don't just tell someone. Put in for the time. You have time for that. Really connect with them and ask what they need. We sent flowers to the family member to cheer them up and celebrate when they were released from the hospital. And we let the teammate work as needed from the hospital and make sure to check back in, right? So not just do these actions, but follow up after. How is that person doing? Do you guys need anything else? Are they on the mend? And it doesn't have to always be a necessarily deep conversation, a text, a card, hop on a call. Simply ask, because I think sometimes people forget that after the moment, there's still healing that is happening after and struggles. Care because they care about them. Care because it's affecting them as a person. We've had people struggling with mental illness in their families and needed more support than their doctor might be able to give or give enough resources for. And so we added a special program that's completely anonymous where our team can go through a resource center and get support for care questions for themselves or a loved one. And they can use that as often as they like, has a portal, they can talk to a person. And it's just an added resource that is completely confidential where they can feel safe and supported. We had someone who had emergency surgery. And when they went into the hospital and came out and were out of commission for over a week. And, you know, we asked them what they needed and what they could go for. They said red Gatorade and orange sherbet. Pretty easy ask, right? So we used Instacart and sent it over. And, you know, they lived in another state or we would have delivered it ourselves. But thank gosh for Instacart. And, you know, the second part of that is make sure that you tell people, okay, I'm glad that you feel better. Don't come back until you're ready. We have sick time for a reason. And even if that doesn't cover it, figure out a game plan. You know, but the number one thing is that you get your health back. Focus on nothing else in the meantime. The next category I personally find great joy in is celebrating with gratitude. So seeing someone be surprised or randomly delighted really makes my heart grow three sizes, as they say. So think of this area of being human as a just because you're awesome moment. No other reason than to spread joy. We were talking to a sales rep one day at a vendor, and he was gushing and saying how he was so excited to be going to an offline fly fishing trip with his dad. And they did it every year, completely off the grid, no cell phones, no showers, no technology. And I thought about that, like, how amazing is that? Every year you have this thing that you get to look forward to with your parent, one-on-one, no distractions, and really have this special connection. And he was joking that as much as he loved fly fishing, how expensive the man-made flies were when they got lost or eaten by the fish. And I was so inspired. I went to Cabela's and picked him a bunch of beautiful freshwater dry flies, wet flies, emergers, streamers, and nymphs. All new things, which I learned. I'm not a fisherman. I've never fly fished. But after our conversation and the lessons that I learned from the man that helped us at Cabela's, it's now on my bucket list. And so that person actually wrote a beautiful handwritten card back describing his trip. So all things that were surprises. We've given random days off to people who just looked like they needed a break for whatever reason. Life happened and they still showed up at work. They were committed. And just take the day on us, no strings attached. You will be amazed at how grateful someone is when they can just go back to bed, take a rest, do some kind of personal care day. They don't have to be these huge financial actions. We had a teammate get on a client call and on the Zoom call saw all the dogs in the office and so asked that we send a doggy care package, including a custom Yeti dog bowl. And just think of it this way, care about what they care about. Care about that your team cared enough to ask to share with a client and the fact that they realize that that client cared so much about their pets. And so it's infectious. We have a high five of the month. Every month, our team nominates each other for our examples of exemplary core values. And so the team gets to reflect on and celebrate each other's awesomeness. And then we have a ceremony where a teammate sings with a harmonica or a ukulele, a solo, custom solo about them. And he's usually dressed up in full costume, hat, jacket. And then we send a prize out to the winner. It's one of my highlights of things when we have a new team member for the first time when they see it happen. Just the smile and the cheer is amazing. We have birthdays off because who doesn't want that? It's one of the things we did that for me made me feel like I was a kid again. I remember in school how they always make you feel so special. And, you know, in first grade, Mrs. Kinsley is burned in my brain, her name, specifically because of how she made us feel about our birthday. And she had this wall of options that you got to pick from. And I just couldn't wait to pick the popcorn party. We have many, many holidays off because it got to the point where don't you want to be off all the same days as your friends and family to go do fun? There's nothing worse than not being able to go because you're at work. We've sent random Starbucks coffee gift cards, two in a pack, one for the individual that we send it to and one for a friend so that they could share joy and spread that moment of togetherness. We've given bonuses and learned later how much taxes took out, so we increased the amount to cover more of the tax. We have half-day Fridays, which means longer weekends. We tried it as a test during the summer one year and loved it so much it just stuck. Couldn't go back to the idea of working a full Friday. And, you know, the idea of the long summer days, sitting in an office until 6 p.m., because back then we worked 10 to 6. And while you heard kids outside playing and laughing, just felt like torture. So we changed it. We now get offline on Fridays by noon. And then we have first Friday of the month. This one came after a long weekend. We got back to the office and we said, gosh, I wish every week could be a three-day weekend. Then at about the same time, there were several studies released around a four-day work week. And we couldn't figure out a way for a four-day work week yet. But first Fridays have been a way for people to have real resets in their lives and something we look forward to every fourth week. And our final category is that life happens. So remember, they are people outside of work and they have loved ones that are important to them. You know, your care for your team should extend beyond just them as an individual person and care deeply about who they care about. So some things that we've done over the years, we have celebrated kids whose team gets in the Super Bowl and wins and send them a surprise to celebrate. We've had kids who get scary diagnosis and are worried. So we send a gift to cheer them up and then their sibling too, because we don't want, you know, anyone fighting. We want to be fair to everyone. During COVID, we sent kids art and crafts projects to help keep them busy during the lockdown. We've donated and supported local teams as a sponsor. We've sent kids Halloween and Valentine's gift bags. There have been pets who've passed away or are sick to the other end of the spectrum of getting a new puppy. So sending care package to the humans and the pets, giving people time off when they needed to reset or enjoy their new beginning. We've had spouses traveling for work and wanting to go with them to spend time and see a new part of the country. Sure. So we developed a new IT protocol to help support more travel. They wanted to explore a new city. They needed time off to hunt for a new place to live. No problem. We've given to their chosen nonprofit charities to help support their local communities. And we've actually gotten calls from the charities who say, are you sure you picked the right chapter location? Because your organization is many states away. Our team's really active. So they love playing sports. And, you know, some of their sessions are off hours. no problem. Let's adjust your hours so you can still play golf, tennis, volleyball, whatever it is. It's not worth missing because we have to stay within standard hours. And so same thing goes with kid pickup at school, summer kids activities, because life happens and we don't want to miss it. So all of this to say, make sure to spend time being human and encouraging your team to do so as well. Looking back at the last decade, I honestly can say I do not have any regrets for any of the things that we've given. I'm thankful we have been able to help people along their personal journeys and help with what we could. I hope you feel inspired to give more, give often, and give generously to your team, their families, and communities. Trust me, they are so very much worth it. Thank you for listening to Finding Business Happy with me, Janelle McGrath, the founder of MarketBeep. If you want a roadmap to finding and keeping your business happy, download our free guide now at marketveep.com/happy.